Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Getaway Friday, September the 3rd, 2021. Heading into Labor Day weekend, 14 minutes past the hour. Now, interestingly enough, by the way, if you want to call about anything last hour, the meaning of Labor Day or COVID in the Marion schools, River Valley, Marion City, or, of course, Ridgedale at this point. Or what's going on with Elgin and Pleasant? Does anybody have a student who goes to Elgin or Pleasant who knows anything about what's going on in those districts? Have they put a mask mandate out? Anything going on there? Let me know, 740-383-9944. We just had a listener drop off an interesting, and I always appreciate this, interesting flyer here. There's Explore It. Well, there's a Marion Children's Museum, and I don't know if people know about this. So, just let you know, there is a Marion Children's Museum. It's open 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Friday and Saturday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. $5 per person to get in. So there you go, the Marion Children's Museum. Not too bad at all. And this is an interesting letter. Now, this comes from Marion Preparatory Academy, and it's dated August the 30th, 2021. Now, I'm just going to read it as it came, and I don't know who this went out to, but we got a copy here, so we're going to read it. Dear school community, Marion Prep is committed to the safety and health of our students and staff. We want to inform you that we have recently received information that someone from your child's classroom tested positive for COVID-19. We are working closely with the Marion Public Health Department, and anyone identified as a close contact will be notified by the school as part of our COVID-19 investigation. Cleaning and disinfecting of the exposed locations are being completed. Marion Prep will remain open at this time. We ask you to take these steps to continue to be aware of your child's health. As a precaution, consider postponing plans for play dates, family visits, and extracurricular and school activities for the next 14 days. Continue to check your child for COVID-19 symptoms daily. Let's see what else they're asking here. For answers to your COVID-19 questions, you can call 1-833-ASK-ODH. All right, and this comes from the school leader. Now, I don't see if they're putting a mask mandate in or here, but that's from Marion Preparatory Academy, and that's where, of course, Marion Catholic used to be. So they're apparently having trouble over there, and I'm being told right now through Facebook that Pleasant has mandated masks. So you haven't read that in the Marion Star. I don't know when it happened or what happened to cause this, but now Pleasant has mandated masks as per Facebook. I don't know that for sure. I haven't talked to anybody at Pleasant, but I'm being told that Pleasant also has mandated, Pleasant Elementary has mandated masks, not the whole school, I'm guessing, at this particular point. So there you have that. I don't know where I the person just, elementary only, yes, elementary only. Now, these are unconfirmed rumors at this point, but elementary only at this point, not high school or middle school, just elementary. So there you go. This is where we're headed. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Do you have any thoughts on any of this right now? It certainly is an interesting time, to be sure. Who knows what's going to happen from here on out. You know, we've talked about Tecumseh before on this show, but heading into Labor Day, it is an interesting topic, because do you blame the Union for Tecumseh leaving town? Do you think that's what the problem was? Or do you think management, it just gave them a reason to pull out of town? Any thoughts on that? The old Tecumseh plant, 740-383-9944. Also, I mention the name all the time, but I don't know if anybody's checked back in with him, Don Fleming. Don Fleming was an interesting man, is an interesting man. I'm sure he's still interesting. He lived here in the Marion area, and he used to go to the county commissioner meetings and the city council meetings, and he really was what you would probably call outspoken. And I used to cover those meetings, and he was always entertaining, to say the least. And we went through this back in May, because I don't know what happened to Don Fleming. And somebody did find him. He still was alive. And I guess he was not feeling the best back in May. Somebody did call and tell him we were talking about him, but we never did hear from him. So if anybody wants or knows Don, or Don, if you're out there listening, give us a call. We'd just like to hear from you on a myriad of topics. I'm sure he's got an opinion for everything going on here in Marion. Give us a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say in regard to that particular topic. Oh, Lady Justice we were talking about before we went to break. Was anybody watching Lady Justice come off the roof of the courthouse yesterday? And I guess she's being sent to be refurbished. You know, I wonder who's paying for that. I wonder if that's a county thing. They're paying for the refurbishment. Or if it was private money raised. I don't know. Like I said, I did see the hole in the head. I don't know. Is that just wear and tear after being up there all those years? Who knows? I do remember Charlie saying that there was stuff inside of her, so I wonder if that stuff is still secure inside of her as that was being sent, as she was being sent over to be refurbished. I don't know. Don't know about any of this. If anybody knows about any of it, give me a buzz here. We're looking for community chat here this morning. 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz here and we will discuss it. That's why we're the talking place here in Marion. And of course, then there's the Cardinals. As I was saying before we went to break, I saw one this morning as I was driving downtown in front of the Beauty Academy. I don't know. You know, they're fine. Hopefully they do what they're supposed to do. I mean, what more can you say at this particular point? I don't know. We get awful contentious about the silliest things, and it seems to me these Cardinals are one of those things. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, good morning. It's Danny and Billerica. I'm one of your pinheads. How are you?
Oh, good. How you doing?
I'm doing well.
So you like the name Pinhead?
Well, I was actually going to suggest, why don't we call ourselves Spearheads?
Spearheads. But you understand that Pinhead is a term of endearment.
Oh, I certainly do. I have no problem with it. I was just thinking, but we're also big fans of your show, so I feel like Spearheads would be more apropos.
Now, what is your connection with this podcast?
I'm just a big fan. Yeah, and I can attest, I'll back up our friend Andrew. He is also not officially affiliated with the show. I know you justifiably questioned that yesterday. I was listening because he definitely has that kind of broadcast announcer voice, and he's very good. He's actually got a lot of background in news and public affairs. So Andrew's very good with public speaking, unlike myself at times. I'm the one that called actually a couple weeks ago. We chatted for quite a while. And I appreciated that you were kind enough to let me chat for a little bit.
Yeah, but now, I heard this, and I was giving you guys credit. Now, that's what really, you know,
yeah,
I feel bad because,
that.
Huh?
No, I said I heard that, and we appreciate that.
Yeah, and I feel bad because you went on the show and talked about how I let you talk for a long period of time, and I had the time to do this, and so on and so forth. And that's okay. I mean, I don't mind the joke, but clearly you are a part of the show.
Oh, actually, I have not been on the show to discuss that. Someone else talked about it. It was not me.
But you were the one who called in.
Oh, I called in, absolutely. And I enjoyed our conversation. It was not a joke whatsoever.
Well, in any event,
I thought we had a good chat.
Yeah,
and I actually had a couple serious topics today to follow up.
Well, you can go right ahead and do that. But It sounds like the ambulance is coming.
But, oh, geez, everybody okay?
Yeah, I think everybody's okay here. But no, and you can relay this because I nobody likes to be made fun of, and I thought that's what this was when you guys first called in a couple weeks ago, because, you know, normally cold calling a radio show like that, knowing that they were live or not knowing that they were live, however that all transpired, does not bode well. But when I actually went and listened to it, which I did not plan to do, I laughed. I thought, you know, it's hard to laugh when you're pretty much the subject of the topic there, but it was funny. So, you know, as long as it's funny, who cares?
I agree. And Scott, I mean, this is a genuine, I mean, we wouldn't still be listening 3 weeks later. And I know we actually have developed quite a little group of spearheads here in the Northeast. And that's a real thing. And again, you know, did it start as maybe a little bit of a tongue in cheek type adventure? Possibly. But you responded very well. You played along, you listened to the show. And we have a good time with it. So, you know, I think, and frankly, I enjoy your show, and this is a God's honest truth. I've been streaming it just about every morning that I can. Sometimes I have early business calls. But I enjoy it more than any of the local Boston radio. I genuinely enjoy the show, and I think you're a very talented broadcaster.
Well, I appreciate it. So what do you do in Boston?
I work in medical device marketing, primarily, and clinical research.
Oh, very interesting. Now, Now tell me about this thing that's supposed to, before we get, you can bring your topics up because I want to hear them. But what's this thing going on in Boston in January, at the Wilbur Theater is where it's taking place?
The Wilbur Theater, that's correct, Scott. Yeah, so we have two events coming up, and one actually I was going to bring up because I know that COVID was one of your topics this morning, and of course that's a concern internationally, of course, as well as locally. In both of our areas, I was wondering what your thoughts were possibly on if either event would potentially be in jeopardy. But one is up in Saco, Maine, and I heard Andrew kindly he offered you and Ted Williams a ride, which I understand you're a little nervous about that. You mentioned how every Lifetime movie starts like that, and I completely understand. I know Andrew a little bit better than you do, and I probably still wouldn't get in the car with him, so I don't blame you there. But that event's coming up in Maine, October 2nd, and that's the Kirk Minahan Show. It'll be live at the Saco Drive-In. So that is an outdoor event, so I think that helps to mitigate the COVID risk there. Then coming up in January is the Wilbur Theater Show, and that's the one that I believe we as Minifans, spearheads, pinheads, whatever you want to call us, we are pushing for you to be live there on stage. Because I totally agree with you, Scott. I don't think it's worth a trip for you unless you can be at least a feature there. As part of the show. And the Wilbur's a beautiful historic theater. I know I've heard you talk a lot about history there, especially in Marion. I can't wait to come visit at some point. I actually have a customer not far from there. We have quite a few customers in Columbus. And it's from looking online, it looks like a beautiful town. So you probably appreciate the history of the Wilbur Theater specifically and the Boston Theater District in general. But the Wilbur's well known for big acts coming through town. Recently had John Mulaney, Mike Geary, several different entertainers have really graced the stage up there. So the fact is the Kirk Minahan Show was originally going to be live at the Wilbur last June. That got postponed, obviously, because of COVID, actually, to, I believe it was supposed to be this month, September. That got moved again. So now, as of now, the plan is for January. But I got to say, I am getting a little concerned here just the way things are going. You know, you talked about Ridgedale and River Valley now implementing mask mandates. I think the whole issue with kids wearing masks and the Delta variant and the effect on children of COVID is certainly it's a hot topic, obviously. And I'm father of a 16-month-old, and I tell you, I'm glad he's not school age yet, so I don't quite have to worry about that personally. But I see what's going on. You talked about the town meeting, the school committee meeting that you attended, where people got fiery, and the same things are happening here, right here in my own town of Billerica. Actually, there was a big issue just last week where the school board decided to mandate masks, but then the Board of Health, who pays the school board, actually got basically voted to get rid of it, even though they have no direct power over that. But they control the purse strings, and whoever controls the purse strings has the power. So, you know, I think a lot going on here. And sorry, I was rambling there a little bit, Scott. I apologize.
No, it was good. We like a good ramble. But, no, it's a very important issue, and starting just to backtrack to the less important issue here, the less serious issue, which is the Wilbur Theater. You know, I would love to come to Boston. I would, and Ted Williams, I'm sure, would be glad to come as well.
I would love to have you both.
We would love to be there, and we would, you know, and I have, we would bring guests and that whole thing and have a nice little time there in Boston. But the thing of it is you're exactly right. I'm not going to drive in the coldest month of the year, right after the holidays, to sit in the audience. Now, being featured on this show, you would think that the people over there would want me to be a part of this show. And then Ted Williams, you know, he's international.
Oh, and we've been aware of Ted Williams in Boston for quite some time. He may have even been on with Kirk Minahan when Kirk was still on the radio. I remember him being on the radio at WEEI, is the sports, one of the two sports stations here in Boston. Unfortunately, it's fallen upon hard times, but it was really the flagship station, that and just a couple other stations I think in the country were really the top sports radio stations. So, and I do remember Mr. Williams being on, the man with the golden voice. And I, believe me, I got excited when I heard him do the intro the first time I tuned into your show. So, I think he did a great job yesterday. Really, I think you two have a nice repartee, and I think the back and forth was very, very enjoyable between the two of you.
It's always a good time.
Absolutely. So, can I bring up one other topic?
Go ahead.
Unless you had any other thoughts on the potential for COVID.
I think this is where we are. I think you can't tell people what to do, and I don't think it's certainly a radio host job to tell people what to do. But these are the facts. This is what's going on, and with this big popcorn festival coming up, 100,000 people here over the course of 3 days next week. It didn't happen last year. You know, make your choice, I guess.
I think you're absolutely right. So it sounds like, and by the way, congratulations. I heard you mention it was the 40th anniversary of the Popcorn Festival. I love popcorn. I probably can't make it this year, but maybe I can plan to come out next year. Is there any chance that the Popcorn Festival itself is in jeopardy, or do you think it'll continue as planned and people make their own decisions?
I think it will actually draw a big crowd this year because people did not go last year, and I think it's big free entertainment. People like that. It's always done very well. I don't know why it would do any differently, but... you know, we'll see what happens.
Well, I think plus the fact, I assume it's primarily outdoors, most of the events.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, I think that is one thing that I feel strongly about, is that there's enough research out there to indicate the spread of COVID is extremely diminished as soon as you go outside. So I think that should definitely be taken into account. So the fact that that's an outdoor event, I think bodes well for that in the future. So I just wanted to mention what I thought was interesting about the Labor Day conversation. I heard the gentleman that called in earlier. And I thought he made some very good points about certainly the younger generations not really being aware of unions and maybe their role in history and now, you know, even their current relevance or lack thereof. But I guess I'm late 30s, so maybe I have a slightly different perspective on it. But I do think there's something to be said for Labor Day. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with celebrating Labor Day with a cookout or a pool party and sort of thinking about it as end of summer, because I think, as you astutely brought up, Scott, I think the integration of the 8-hour work day, 40-day work, or goodness gracious, sorry, 40-hour work week, and some of just the child labor laws, things like that, were so important in our history. I do think that should be taken into account. However, I think there's something to be said for celebrating the day by just enjoying yourself and kind of relaxing and not thinking about work for a little bit. So I agree that there should always be a balance, just like there should be with Memorial Day. You know, I think it's good to go to a parade, you know, think about those who lost their lives, gave the ultimate sacrifice, but at the same time, nothing wrong with then going and having a little fun, enjoying a little time with family and friends away from work. So that's just my take on it.
And I think that's exactly what we should do. I just think and we do that anyway on Memorial Day and the 4th of July. I just think the problem is there is some acknowledgement on Memorial Day of the fallen soldiers, and people go to the cemeteries and decorate tombstones, as they should, of relatives. And also there are programs in cemeteries on Memorial Days where they shoot off guns and the military comes in. And, it, you know, so we can have cookouts, but we recognize that day. And the same thing happens on the 4th of July. We read the Declaration of Independence. We show independence movies. We talk about Independence Day all day long. We can still have a cookout, but people get the gist of it. We have these cookouts on Labor Day and have a nice 3-day weekend and travel and do whatever we do, but nobody has any idea what Labor Day is about.
Mm-hmm.
This is the problem.
I think it's a good point, and I think it's interesting. I was just doing a little research on it, and it looks like, according to history.com, so President Grover Cleveland signed it into law, and it became a federal holiday on June 28th, 1894. But there's still no true founder of Labor Day that's identified either, which is sort of interesting.
Well, I think at this point, what should happen is that we just have to educate people as to what has happened. And it is odd to me that Independence Day, we're going back to the 1700s, and we've been having wars forever in regard to Memorial Day. But yet the labor movement came in the 20th century. It's the newest movement we had, but it's the one we've forgotten the first.
That's a really good point, Scott. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. It's definitely more of a blip in time, but certainly the struggle remains today, especially for other folks and folks around the world as well that don't necessarily have the rights that we do here in the U.S.
Speaking of struggles, what is the update of me getting on this show? Because you know I got a plan. We're into September now.
Well, it sounds good. So here's I do not officially represent the show. God's honest truth.
Who does?
The main guy who would control it, of course, is Kirk Minahan himself. He would make the final decision. However, his producer, Dave Cullinane, would be extremely influential in that decision. And I believe you've actually spoken with him at some point or another. He may have called in and chatted with him. Very nice guy. Again, he's usually very honest with his guests and upfront about their topics. I know there was that one little blip when you were introduced to the world. But I think hopefully we've kind of moved past that. I guess my question for you, Scott, is do you have any thoughts on what you would do? I mean, would you juggle or do a stand-up act, or would you kind of do maybe a segment of your show, maybe trivia, Family Feud, something like that? I guess what would you have in mind? Because I think maybe we can to pitch you to Dave and to Kirk.
I don't know what goes on there at the Wilbur Theater. I don't know what they do. What do they do up on stage?
It's a pretty free-flowing So the podcast itself is technically classified as a comedy podcast. Of course, Kirk's background was in sports broadcasting. He's very talented. I think he could do play-by-play if he wanted to. He's dreamed of doing a play-by-play for the New York Yankees. So I think he could do it. He's a funny, witty guy with a lot of sports knowledge. So it generally becomes a sort of they weave in a lot of sports, movies, politics, music. He's a big Bruce Springsteen fan.
So this all goes on stage.
That's what goes on in the podcast, and then the live show will basically be a live iteration of that podcast. Same with Socko 4, same kind of idea. So, usually, and fans, it's a very fan interactive, as you can tell here from the calls, a very fan interactive show where there's a lot of social media engagement, especially on Twitter. We'd love to interact with you more on Twitter, Scott, if you kind of get that Twitter account up and running again.
You know something?
We'd love that.
It's interesting. I tweeted this past week about the passing of Ed Asner.
Mm-hmm.
Did you see that?
I did not. I missed that. I apologize.
Let's see. Well, but you see, the thing is about Twitter, I got away from the Twitter because it seemed like you really have to work at building that up, because it seemed like the whole point of a Twitter is to have thousands of followers, and that seemed like a lot of work. And I still believe that probably the majority of your work in broadcasting should be spent doing the show. Now, that's just me. But, if I had followers, if there was like a bazillion followers there, of course I would go and tweet more.
Well, Scott, and I'm guessing that probably, I think your callers there locally, I think they're obviously very dedicated listeners. And, I apologize on behalf of the Minifans if we've sort of annoyed them a little bit with some of our calls. But hopefully we're bringing some intelligent discourse to the show and entertainment as well. I will say, if you were to become active on Twitter again, I can almost guarantee you that you'd gain about 500 followers probably in the next, say, 14 days or so. You would definitely gain a big following because the Minifans are so huge on you. And they love basically the Twitter community is how a lot of us know each other. I mean, I've never met any of these people in person, sadly enough, or maybe it's a good thing. Because I haven't made it to a live show yet for various reasons. I'm hoping to make it to Socko 4. I'll definitely be at the Wilbur as long as it happens. But it's
now, how did I become big?
Community.
How? What? Because I'm not there in Boston. What was the process by which I became big with the Minifans?
It's actually very simple, Scott, and it's what you and I chatted about the first time I hopped on. you were willing to have that conversation. I think, you know, again, people see Kirk Minahan's name, they see Barstool Sports, they automatically, a lot of folks just shut down. They're not willing to have a conversation, they're not willing to debate. Intelligent discourse goes out the window. The fact that, you know, you spoke with Kirk, and I realize there may have been somewhat, questionable circumstances under which the initial conversation happened between the two of you. But the fact that you've, you know, continued to engage us as fans, and now again, the spearheads, as we grow our community as well. I think the fact that you're a good sport, you've got a sense of humor. You're obviously a smart guy, and you, I think you're able to balance your longtime fans, and your staunch supporters there in the Marion area, as well as sort of take on a new fan base and engage with them in a friendly manner as well. I think people just enjoy having the conversation, the back and forth. I think, you know, if I could real quick, a slight tangent, and this has been brought up a few times on a few shows I've listened to recently, especially with the light of current, in light of current events, but even just the past, call it 5 years, I think that there's so many echo chambers now in media. I look at even family members, and some of them they'll either watch only MSNBC and CNN, or they're only watching Newsmax and OANN and Fox News, or they're only listening to Rush Limbaugh. Well, I guess not anymore. Rest in peace. Or they're on the other side. There's just, you know, there's very few shows kind of left. Like, for example, if you recall Crossfire on CNN, you know, there's so little of that back and forth. And I think the problem is that so many of the actual citizens of America don't necessarily fall along those hard left or hard right lines. There's so much partisanship now that it's dividing our country further. And I think there needs to be more conversation, because I think a lot of people are actually genuinely more towards the middle. Or they may feel one way on abortion and another way on the war in Afghanistan. I mean, you can have differing opinions. I think what annoys me personally anyway, and I see it all the time in these echo chambers, is that people just, they want to get on and agree with each other. And then if you get on Twitter, and this is a negative about Twitter, which actually maybe it would save your mental health if you weren't to get on Twitter, but you just get these terrible arguments back and forth where it's usually very little facts are thrown out. People hate each other, and no one changes anyone's mind. So I think that's the hard part about it, whereas someone like yourself who will have a conversation and let people bring facts to the table and talk through ideas, there's so little of that in the modern media today.
Well, I appreciate that, and have a great Labor Day there in Boston.
Thank you, Scott. You as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Have a good one. Marion. Thanks.
740-383-9944. The phone lines are open. 740-383-9944. If the line's ringing busy, just means we're on the line with somebody else, so keep on trying back in. Anything you'd like to talk about this morning, and there our fan base in Boston creeps in again. You know, and Pinhead, I think this is a very endearing term to call somebody a pinhead, because you don't call somebody a pinhead who you dislike. All right. Anybody here in our community have any thoughts on this? 41 minutes past the hour, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Talking about COVID in schools here. Talking about events coming up in the Marion area. Lady Justice coming off the Marion County Courthouse here with a hole in her head at this particular point. Did anybody follow that news yesterday? Or anything else? 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Hey, Scott, I just wanted to ask, where is the Children's Museum in Marion?
That's a good question. I'm looking at this sheet, and I was going to give the address. Now, the only thing they have listed here is a website, which is exploreitmarion.org. Give me a second here, and I will get you the address. So what do you make of the show here this morning?
Oh, it's going good. Everything. I mean, the COVID, of course, spiking. I really don't blame the schools if they want to go to the mask mandate. We just got a thing yesterday at Taft Elementary, our granddaughter, they had a staff member affected with COVID. So, I mean, that goes to your mind, what's the next move, or what do we want to do? You know, do we want to eventually keep her in school? Do we want to homeschool her? We ain't for sure yet.
Were you surprised that there was such an outpouring of anger against Marion City, and now two other schools in the district, with it only 2 weeks into the school year, have had to go to mask mandates?
Yeah, the anger thing, I don't agree with that. I mean, put these masks on these kids. I mean, are you wanting your kid to catch COVID? Not me. I mean, I don't want him to catch it, let alone bring it home and, you know, the entire family and family members that we visit, you know, get it. But so I don't have a problem with it. But the anger thing, I think it's just power.
It might be.
You know, they just want to have say.
It looks like the Children's Museum's at 244 South Main.
244 South Main, so the south end of town. Okay.
Yeah, so that's where. So what do you make of these Boston followers?
Oh, that's kind of weird. I'm not for sure how that got started or who was the first one to start listening to you, but it's interesting. I mean, hey, Scott Spears is getting out in the world, you know?
That's right. Out in Boston.
For you know, you'll be doing CBS News at 6:30.
That's right. They need me there. They need some help over at CBS.
Hey, I totally agree. You'd be the man. You got the voice.
Hey, thank you.
All right, have a good day.
Bye-bye. Bye. Phone lines are open here, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Getaway Friday here, September 3rd, Labor Day weekend, 44 minutes past the hour. So now you know where the Children's Museum is if you would like to go. Little known facts here in Marion. The Children's Museum. And, of course, we read the letter from the Marion Preparatory Academy about COVID issues there. It's an interesting time to live in. That is for sure. If you have anything to say, give us a buzz. All kinds of topics on the table this morning as we approach a quarter till the next hour. 740-383-9944. You know, there was some guy yesterday. I don't know who it was. But I had stepped out of the office, and I came back in when Ted and Glenn were on, and I don't know what that was all about, so maybe that we'll figure that out. Go ahead, caller.
Happy Labor Day, Scott. It's your buddy Andrew in Boston.
Oh, it's Andrew again.
Well, should I say Pinhead? But I did like Spearhead, though. Spearhead was a good one. And Danny, I think, makes a lot of point on it. And I just have to say about this COVID outbreak, I mean, I agree with the last caller. I think it's time just for masks. I mean, I don't mind wearing a mask because I'm not a handsome fellow, so it covers half my face, so it's like takes half the ugliness away, which is really good for me.
You know, it's interesting because the last caller, I think, indicated that you have some pull with this show.
No, I do not have any pull with this show. I'm just a call. Just like him, I am a caller and I am a listener. As he did a great job explaining that at the end of the day, Kirk has the final say, and the best way in would be his producer, Dave, who I think he is right. You did talk with him once, even though Dave may have lied to you, but that's not uncommon for a Kirk Minahan show producer to be a liar. His previous one, Steve Robinson, actually claimed he came second in a hot dog eating contest, believe it or not. That turned out to be a total fabrication of the truth as well.
Now, why have I become such a continual thing? Because I'm sure there's other things talked about on this show.
Yes, and even for you, it's like you haven't come up on the show specifically lately, but as Danny so eloquently said, it's the biggest thing is that you were willing to have the conversation with them. There's a lot of time Kirk tries to get people on from both sides of an argument, and only one side will come on, and the other side just kind of shuns away and look. And you're an honest man who was willing to have that conversation with them. So it got us listeners to kind of start listening, so we tuned in and listened to you to see what your regular show was. And like I said the other day, I listen every morning now from 8 to 10 just because it's something that it's entertaining. It's a great listen, definitely. 100 times better than anything we're getting up here in the Northeast from a radio standpoint. So it's a great listen. It's fun. It's a great way to start my morning. And I'm always interested in even learning about what goes on in different parts of the country, especially how they're handling up with COVID as we're seeing numbers come up. Here in Massachusetts, we're seeing mask mandates fall back in, and there's been a lot of pushback. And we're almost getting to points where people are like, you know what, if you haven't gotten the vaccine yet, like, why should... Like, I'm tired of dealing with the people who won't just listen and do what's good to help out the greater good. You know what I mean?
Well, here's what I think. What kind of pull do you pinheads have? Because this is what I really want to know. Because here's what I think. Because that I am bringing people from the Boston area into the Marion community, as the last caller said, he's going to come visit here now because of what I've done, and now you're listening every morning because of the power of this radio station, the mega power. Now, have you called over to the city hall and talked to the mayor, or have you called over to the county building and talked to the county commissioners and said, listen, Scott Spears there in Marion on WWGH clearly is the chief ambassador for Marion, and he should be given this title and maybe a proclamation to that effect. Maybe it should be Scott Spears Day here in Marion.
I mean, we will get on that, because there should be a Scott Spears Day in Marion, because as you keep talking about this popcorn festival, as I think I'm going to go connect with Danny, and I think we have a perfect opportunity here, Scott. If we can time this up next year, Danny and I can drive out to you. We can go see the popcorn. We'll definitely come by and say hi at the radio station. And I know the other day you were talking about possibly needing a sign. And, I mean, we do have a lot of creative, talented Minifans out there, so I'm sure some of them who are listening right now might know a guy or two who can help you with that new sign for the great WWGH studio.
But here's what I'm saying to you. Right now, how many people do you think are listening in Boston right now?
At least 100.
Okay, 100 people who I'm talking to in Boston. Call City Hall. They're open today. Call the mayor's office. You know, this is how movements happen. You make that phone ring for the next hour over there at the mayor's office and say that Scott Spears should be the ambassador of Marion, the official title, and that it should be Scott Spears Day here. You get that done, and then maybe we'll talk turkey.
I think we can definitely have this as a possibility. Is there a specific day that should be Scott Spears Day, like your birthday? What is your birthday?
Well, my birthday's in February, so I don't know about that because it's cold. You don't want that. But I think, let's see here. Well, September, there's nothing important there, and you don't want to get into the holidays. So I will say October. I need a day in October, Scott Spears Day, because if you bombard them now, that presentation would have to happen because, you know, I'd have to go down and there'd be all kinds of proclamations and things. So, you know, if you can get this done, we'll see. Because I'm on the air today till 1 o'clock. So you guys got till 1 o'clock to show me the power of Boston.
Okay, I think we can be doing this in October. And funny thing is, my birthday is in October, so I am willing to share my birthday with you. October 12th, let's make it Scott Spear Day.
Now, what day of the week is that?
That is a Tuesday this year because it is the day after Columbus and Indigenous Peoples Day.
Well, I don't know about that. So let's try this. Let's try. Yeah, okay. Let's try. Well, this way people will remember it. October the 1st. That's a Friday.
October the 1st. That is a Friday. I like it. We will start working on that. We will see what strings we can pull.
Now, I'm going to need an update back here because I won't know what's going on over at the mayor's office here in about 5 minutes. So I'm on till 1 today. You're going to have to call me back. You know, I'm on for an extra hour, and then the pastor's on from 11 to 12, and then I'll be back from 12 to 1 today. So you have to call back and let me know what kind of progress is being made and what the mayor over there is saying.
I will definitely do what I can for that. I'm excited for it. And we're going to, because you deserve a day, Scott. You bring so much joy, especially to the listeners of Marion, and as well now the listeners up here in the Northeast. You start our day off on the right foot. And the Family Feud's always fun. The trivia, yesterday's Twinkie trivia was by far one of the most entertaining things. And I learned a lot new. I never knew that Twinkies were filled with banana cream before. That sounds delicious.
Now, isn't this interesting, though, because we just have these things put up downtown, these what are they? What are they downtown? What are these things, these statues that we've just put up? Cardinals. The Cardinals downtown. Okay, I think maybe I should have a statue on October the 1st.
Statues are tough, and I'm always personally against statues just because I haven't done a full research into you yet, Scott, so I haven't seen if you've had any bad tweets or anything that might get a statue taken down later, and I don't
want to. Well, they'll tear it down in a couple weeks anyway. What makes a difference? So, yeah, but But no, the day is fine. I you know, and then I can hang the proclamation right here in the studio, and people will come by and they'll be in awe, and I'll say that it was done because of my following in Boston, that I opened the door for Bostonians to love Marion Radio, and I've ambassadored the city.
We will start working on it. I know our contingent of Minutemen now, Pinhead/Spearheads are ready to go for you, Scott.
All right, well, I'm going to want to call back here. Now, you better call back before 11, and then we'll update it also during the 12 to 1. Now, you got a job today.
Yeah, I mean, I have my job, too. So, we'll make it all happen. We're good multitaskers here in the Minifan world.
Let's see what I want to know what the answers are. Give me a call back.
Sounds good. I will, Scott. Have a great day.
Bye-bye. All right, well, there you go. Now, see? Now, see, the mayor's going to kick me out of town now is what's going to happen. He's going to say, you got to go. You got to go. 740-383-9944. Give us a buzz here at the station. The things that go on here. 53 minutes past the hour. Getaway Friday, September the 3rd, 2021. Now, Labor Day. Any more thoughts on that? Any more thoughts of COVID in the schools? Any thoughts of these calls from Boston, which now have been persisting for about 3 weeks here at WWGH Radio, Warren G. Harding Radio, by the way. Any thoughts on these Cardinals downtown? The topic of many, many people. Oh, what I was saying earlier was a guy called in during Glenn Coble's show yesterday, which I believe Ted was guesting on, wanted to talk to me. I still really have no idea what he wanted, but I believe he was one of these Boston folks as well. Maybe he's out there listening. Figure out what he wanted so we can answer his question and then slide right along into the next topic. 740-383-9944. Boy, they'll be angry over at City Hall today. I'll never get out of that one. All right. I do want to remind you again that Dinner with the Presidents is coming up Saturday, November the 6th, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. The event location, Dayspring Wesleyan Church, 2431 Marion Mount Gilead Road. The evening begins with a gala reception and the arrival of the presidents, followed by a buffet dinner of dishes taken from the White House cookbook. Tickets for this event are $35 general seating, $20 general seating for a child ages 5 through 12. And if you want any information on this, Thursday, October 21st, 740-387-4255. 740-387-4255. 5 minutes left here this hour. If anybody has anything to say that they have not gotten off their chest yet, give me a buzz here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Those 100 people listening out there in Boston and the thousands listening here in Marion County, as we have updated everybody on the news of the morning so far this morning. Any opinions, any thoughts on anything to fill the next 5 minutes as we go into the top of the hour features here at WWGH Radio. Let's see. There are a couple news stories I want to get into here this morning, but I don't think we have time in 4 minutes to really properly address these news stories. And I'm not sure if we're having anybody come in at noon today for the roundtable show, the Exchange Club. It's possible we'll have our normal Exchange Club today, but you never know. But the COVID situation is interesting, and certainly something we'll be talking about for some time, and I believe the Popcorn Festival as well. You know, it's interesting with the Popcorn Festival coming up. Does anybody have a favorite type of popcorn? You know, there are so many different types. Caramel, cheese, butter, extra salty. You know, what do they do to movie theater popcorn that makes it so good? What is that all about? All right, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, I have a question. Maybe you can answer it, and maybe you can't. Does anybody know anything about Jeff Ruth? He used to do the football games on the radio on Friday nights, but isn't on there this year.
Yeah, he ended up moving to another station. He left WMRN and is now doing football. I cannot think of the station's name or where it is on the dial, but he's doing it over there now.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Yeah, Jeff's a good friend. When I started in radio, I was working with Jeff, and he spent many years at WMRN, and even after his retirement a few years ago, he was still doing the sports on Friday night. I don't know who's doing the sports on WMRN now, but he has left that position as well to go do sports for another radio station here in Marion, but I don't know the call letters or the place on the dial, and maybe other people don't either. That might be a problem for old Jeff. 740-383-9944. Any more questions? And they don't have to be about anything we've even talked about. You can ask me whatever you like. 740-383-9944. 58 minutes past the hour. You know, I saw a thing this morning on the news that next week The View is coming back. 25 years The View has been on the air. Can you believe that? A quarter century that show has been on the air. We've had, Joy Behar is still on the show, and I think she's been there longer than anybody at this point, but Joy has been on this show a couple times. I liked having Joy Behar on. A lot of people find her a little, I don't know what the term is, but a lot of people don't like Joy, but when she was on the show, I found her pleasant, easy to deal with. I remember her telling the story of the time Barbara Walters fired her. That was interesting. You know, we have not played our Barbara Walters thing here for a while. Where is that? I wonder if that's even still around here. It's been a long time. Let's see here. Barbara Walters. If I can find it, I don't think we'll get it in this hour, because I think it's a little longer than what we would need, or what we have here. Well, I don't know. Maybe it's not around anymore. I'll see if I can find the Barbara Walters thing that we played here on the station for so long in the next hour. But boy, it's been a long time. How did we lose the Barbara Walters bit? I think her birthday's coming up here before too long as well. Where is the... I'm going to look for the Barbara Walters thing, and we'll see if we can find it. But happy 25th season to The View, which I think starts on Tuesday. Back in 15 minutes. Don't go away.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM, your place for politics. The only local Marion news coverage from the Republican.